Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kalm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dutch Holland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Frenchie Ohalt. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Ohalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frenchie Ohalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ohalt hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Hale settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hale. Frenchie Ohalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ohalt strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Boken misplays the ball. That's an error on Boken. One out. Willie Kalm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kalm strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin bunts towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Hayes scores. Majeski moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-1 in the game. Swanson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-1 in the game. Uhalt takes first base on ball four. Lyons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Majeski scores. Lyons scores. Uhalt goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Belbin now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Belbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin is 0-0 in the game. Bokin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Swanson moves to second. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Swanson moves to third. Uhalt moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Swanson scores. Uhalt moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Uhalt scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0-for-1 in the game. Holland takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Holland moves to second. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Belle Bean. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett scores. One out. It's 10-1, White Sox. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holland scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 10-2, White Sox. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Rice moves to third. It's 10-3, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. It's 10-4, White Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weingarten now pitching. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boken. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Boken steals second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boken moves to third. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boken scores. It's 11-4, White Sox. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Holland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Holland moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Uhalt hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. It's 11-5, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-4 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Uhalt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Uhalt reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Uhalt scores. It's 12-5, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0 for 1 in the game. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.